I asked a question before I went to break. I heard, we've said it before on this show, but I heard somebody say it recently that as a teen, they pleasured themselves to the Sears catalog bra and panty section. You've heard comedians bring it up before. It finds its way into pop culture. And I just wondered, now that you're older, see, when you're young, you were led to believe that only boys want to have...
Sorry. I didn't mean
oh,
to.
I thought it was Spanish. I was just about to punch him.
I know. I'm sorry.
Because you're both holding the microphones, and yet one of you made a whole lot of noise.
Yeah. It's not my fault. This thing gets squeaky.
But Spanish is due to screw up today because we went out to dinner. But so far, so good.
Yeah. Woo!
Don't toot your own horn.
Sorry. I didn't. I was just celebrating.
Before the digital age, before we had the internet, what were you masturbating to? And kids, guys, when I say kids, I mean us as kids, we would be able to get a Playboy from, your father or a neighborhood garage sale or something.
Can I point out? I would always, you find them in the woods.
Yeah, we had a...
They were always in the woods.
We didn't have woods, but we had marshland, and you have that tall grass, and we would cut trails out and then put a fort in the middle. And I remember there was an old, soggy couch, and there was like two penthouses.
Mm-hmm.
I know, and what's gross is... Think about it. You're just picking up a penthouse. You know other guys have done that to that, but you don't even care at that age. You're like, whatever, who cares?
You see a naked girl, that's the greatest thing in the world when you're like 13,
all rules
12.
Go out the window.
Oh, yeah. Penthouse, that taught me more about sex ed than actual, because Playboy
why you're
was,
probably bad at sex.
Playboy was just photos, but Penthouse
showed
they
it.
Were showing everything and crazy stuff.
I would think that women, when they were younger, since they didn't have the Sears catalog or whatever, that they, since women are more visual, kind of looked at maybe like a neighbor, like a dad out there mowing the lawn, or use their imagination more.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that makes it even hotter. Let's find out. Let's welcome Kim to the show. Kim is 50 years old. How are you doing, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very curious about this. What did you use as a teen in order to pleasure yourself? While the boys were using the Sears catalog, the girls used what?
So I can't say that I exactly used something like that, but the first thing that popped into my mind was International Mail magazine.
Oh, the catalog?
Yes, and you know, I just looked it up because I was so curious about it. I had no idea that it was a gay magazine.
No, it's not. I mean, I remember getting the catalog. They had...
I know, but if you pull it up on Google, it'll tell you all about gay. You know, being a gay magazine.
Over time, maybe it revealed itself. International Mail.
And ironically enough, the only like big person that ever made the cover of it, Bruce Jenner.
What did you ever use that magazine? What did you use when you were at that age where you started to experiment with that?
Maybe imagination more than anything.
But because you had nothing readily available, like a Playboy, right?
Exactly.
But girls are not visual like guys are. Girls need the setting. Guys just need to see some stuff.
I agree.
What was the first thing you ever saw?
Oh, probably a Playgirl magazine, I would say.
Oh, who had that? That's very taboo.
I know. I guess somebody in my family must have had one.
Mm-hmm. No big old dongs in the centerfold.
Oh, and too much hair.
Yeah. Big old Burt Reynolds pubes in the middle. All right, thank you for your honesty. Brenda, how about you? Same story or you got something different?
I think Alvin nailed it. I really didn't have a lot. It was more imagination and stuff like that, but I did sneak into my parents' room and found the joy of sex.
Were you looking for that? Were you looking for stuff?
I don't know what I was looking for. I think it was just... I was being rude and nosy, but I found that and was like, what? And then I saw, like, it was so funny. It was like sketched black and white pictures. That's about the best I could get. But other than, like, I don't even know. I never used a magazine or anything. It was just more, you know, and then Moonlighting came along and I visualized Bruce Willis, but...
Did you go back to the joy of sex after you found it the first time? Did you go back to look at it again?
Yes, indeed.
Uh-huh. So there you go. You were using that.
Yeah.
Do you think
I just didn't have catalogs. I don't think we did. They were just not wired the same.
Who was using that book? Your parents? They like together?
Well, it turns out my stepdad was gross, but he was apparently using it for more than my mom. But he was gross. And but the magazine, I mean, The Joy of Sex was actually, it was titillating. It was pretty... erotic.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Let me start it.
I like. All right, anyway. That's good to know. Thank you, Pumpkin.
You want to hear a funny thing?
Thanks.
A funny thing. So my brother was dating a girl, and she was very much into photography. And this was when we were younger. And her uncle gave her a camera and said, oh, this is a good camera that I've had. You know, you can have this camera. So she got it from him, and she would develop all her own film. Well, there was film in there. She developed it. It was her uncle banging some lady. Yeah, yeah. And she showed it to us. Yeah. It was gross, but it was still banging a lady. We're like, oh, my God.
You want to hear something funny? Pete will love this. When Pete and I lived together in Feather Sound, we had this... across the hall, we had this old woman and her older mother move in across the hall from us. The mother had to be like in her late 80s.
Okay.
And this lady had to be in her like late 60s. And she was put together okay, but she was single and, you know, and they shared a wall with Goofy John and lived down the hall. He was in his 20s and he was banging girls left and right. And sometimes the mother would stop me in the hall and talk to me. Not the mother, the younger, the 60-something-year-old.
Right.
And she'd stop me in the hall and talk to me and she'd go, sometimes I could hear them making love, and she's so loud, and she screams dirty stuff, and it was funny at first. Then I could see this woman was like kind of getting into it.
Oh yeah.
And Pete used to go, "You're gonna bang the old lady across the hall," and I'm like, "No, I'm not." You're gonna, and then finally it came time. I was like, "Maybe I'm gonna bang the old lady across the hall." I don't know. She wasn't really good looking. Like no, but here's where it came pretty close. Pete ruined it. So I came home one day and she stopped me in the hallway and we were making small talk and she started talking sex again. And then she said that all she had was a book and that she would read the book a lot because she was single, you know, like she was kind of putting it out there now.
All I have is a book. I wish I had something else. Stare.
Right.
Yeah.
So she came and like 10 minutes later knocked on my door to show me the book.
Oh, yeah.
So she brought the book and then she thumbed through and she goes, and if you look through, there's some pictures. So I flipped through and they were like drawn pictures.
Right.
And I went, this is what you got? And she goes, oh, this is very racy. I go, hang on a second. So I went in my room. It was when Rob was just talking about when Penthouse started showing full penetration and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I went and got that and I opened it up and I go, here, take this for a little while. I don't think I ever saw her again. I think she's still in her room enjoying that magazine. Yeah. Oh, she was the happiest I've ever seen her. Pete said you made her eyes open up after all the Prozac she took. She still opened her eyes.
Oh, man.
So she was in my room holding a Penthouse that was showing a girl going down on a guy. And then Pete just came home and ruined everything.
I always thought the camera that the my brother's girlfriend, her uncle gave her, she was like, I can't believe it. And I go, do you think he gave that to you on purpose?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like he knew that was out there. And he gave it to his niece. He's like, here, check this out.
Was she hot?
The daughter?
Yeah, or the niece.
Yeah. I mean, it was my brother's girlfriend. She was all right.
I believe so then. Dan, I don't want to talk to you. Hold on. I hit the wrong one. Susan, there you go. Susan is 45 years old. Susan, what did you use when you were younger?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Mine was more imagination. I was more to look at music videos and the 80s hair and the tight leather pants.
Well, like, what do? You lay in bed and look at David Coverdale?
Well, no. I would just, like, watch music videos and then I would just, you know, use my imagination and remember it later on. Randy Rhoads, Van Halen, all those 80s bands.
So it's basically you. So Randy Rhoads has got you bend over, and Ozzy walks in. What the hell's going on here? I was your big fan.
He bites Randy's head off.
But no girls in there. Was nothing that girls like. Nothing tangible. Nothing you can hold that girls looked at and used.
No, nothing. That's not for me. It was just the music videos and watching them dance and
all right,
taking those tight pants.
That's good. That's good to know. Okay, thank you, Erica. How about you? You're a little bit younger, 38 years old. What do you got?
I used to remember. I don't know if you guys remember those magazines like Tiger Beat and Teen.
Of course,
Beat,
sure.
And they had those glossy pictures of Leonardo DiCaprio and River Phoenix and
Jonathan
Corey
Taylor
Haynes.
Thomas.
Yeah, you could tell how old you are. I would have said Ralph Macchio and
Leif Garrett.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit younger, but yeah, that was definitely my go to. I would cut out the pictures and sometimes hang them on the wall. And
kiss them. Oh, what?
But would you then use them for self pleasure purposes?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what? Are you laying there while Leo and Matt Damon and all them are staring at you, or are you picturing in your head having like relations with them?
I think it's a little bit of both, a little bit of looking and a little bit of then closing my eyes and letting my imagination take over.
And what about now at 38 years old?
Oh, now it's ex-hamster and anything I can find on the net.
God bless ex-hamster.
It's funny because she was on to compilations before compilations were video.
This is true.
She just had a bunch of different pictures of different, you know, yeah.
She was gangbanging the Rat Pack.
Right.
Thank you, Punkin. I appreciate the call. That's good to know. A little Tiger Beat action.
You know, it's another thing that was on TV that I used to watch, and I'd be like, oh, yeah, here we go. Benny Hill.
Oh, yeah, because you thought Benny. Just any moment there was going to be some nudity.
But they would show stuff. They would show some stuff and then actually show full on sometimes. They would show you, like, boobs, whatever. But it was definitely
that was only
of,
when you watched it on the PBS channel.
Right, and
yeah.
That's what I used to always watch it on.
Channel 9, which was like the WOR in New York, used to show the Benny Hill show, and you got no nudity whatsoever. But then every once in a while, Channel 13, the PBS channel, would show it. And you'd be like, wait, he's slapping the ball guy because he dropped the lady's top.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that was, if you got Benny Hill on the BBC.
That's where it's at.
You were looking at something good. Let me talk to Lori. Lori, what about you? 42 years old. What were you using?
Back in the day, I would find some of my mom's trashy romance novels.
Oh, you know? See, that I forgot about.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there were no pictures or anything, but, you know, you could imagine, you know, reading them and, you know, the throbbiness and
yeah, you know, it's so funny.
Hands.
I can't find a book that is scary to me because I don't know. It's hard to
read a scary book. Because when it gets scary, you just close it, and that's the end of being scared.
But what's scary? Did he turn and look at the monster behind? I don't know. Yeah. But at the same time, I can never understand how women can get all worked up at those books. But then again, I guess if I read it and
sometimes they're really descriptive.
Yeah.
And when you're younger, you know, I mean, and you don't really, you know, that's not really happening for you.
That's true.
At that age, you know, that's, I mean, really erotic.
Yeah.
Reading it and it's like, wow, you know, his this and her that and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of funny, like the way they would describe stuff too, you know, the, like I said, the throbbing this. Or,
yeah, yeah. Throbbing's a good word. Those romance novels for women were totally acceptable. You could be in a doctor's office and read that, and everybody would be like, ooh, romantic.
Right.
But if I was reading, like, Penthouse Forum letters somewhere, everybody would be like, you're gross. But it's the same thing. A lot of throbbing.
Well, actually, you know, they actually are kind of similar. It just, sometimes I think, like, Penthouse and those ones, like, they use a little, the more, like, forceful, let's say, words.
Yeah, a little more descriptive, you know, language.
Yes. But, I mean, as a teenager and stuff like that, it you know, it got the job done.
That's interesting. That's good to know. All right, thank you, Lori. I appreciate it.
My grandma used to have a whole bunch of Lorraine Heath books, and I didn't know what those were until you started talking to that lady. And they're romance novels, but every one is like a dude ripping a chick's top off on the front.
Do you know how much your grandmother masturbated?
That's what I'm saying. Like, every single book in her bookshelf was that, but I had no idea because I was 8 at the time. I'm like, oh, she likes
she's still alive?
Love. No, died.
Oh, see, I call her right now and ask her.
Why don't we call your grandma and ask her what she used to...
Oh, my grandma's never done that.
Oh, yeah.
No, she's never done that. My grandma, you know what she used her hands for? To say the rosary. And you shut up, because I'll punch your face.
I'm just asking questions.
727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025 are the phone numbers to reach us. A little bit of an update. We did an auction. I want to say bachelor auction, but it wasn't really. None of us are bachelors. It was an auction for charity. To go on a date with us this Friday night. We're going to take you in an ambassador limo. We'll be going to Fleming Steakhouse. Then we're going to be going to see Journey and the Doobie Brothers. And we open that up to some bidding to collect money for Apple a Day. And right now, who has paid up so far?
Right now, your date has paid up, Mike. She paid.
She loves me.
Yeah, she paid her $100 or
$800. Don't belittle it. $800.
Yeah. And that was Christy who paid for you. Then Danielle, she just paid her $600 that she donated for Galvin. Polly, who donated $550 for Drew Garabo, actually upped her donation by another $50 to $600. Right now, Kristen, we're waiting for, she donated $575 for me. We're waiting on her payment. And Joseph, who donated the $1,500 for Carmen.
All right, so you two need to make your payment or else we're going to go to the second place people. We'd like to have that done by 5 o'clock today so that we could just move forward with our plans. The plan is Friday we will take these folks out to dinner and then we will go to see a concert. And then we are going to have a big orgy afterwards. That's up in the air right now. I'm just saying. I got a bunch of romance novels, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, all that money goes to Apple a Day, which is a charity event that Drew and Seth were spearheading here in the Tampa Bay area, and they picked it up from when Jade left. And the good thing is that Jade is in New York, and she's continuing to do it in New York, and now it's being done in two cities. And I would imagine as time goes on, it'll grow. And what they did was they collected money to get iPads for kids with cancer, and they ranged in age from like three all the way up to the teens. And the big presentation was on Saturday. I'll have to tell you that we were jokingly competing with Drew. But really, it's a great thing that they were doing, and we wanted to do whatever we could to help. So we got on the air and tried to solicit some money to add to that, and we did pretty good. Between the two shows, it was close to $40,000. And on Saturday, they had the big presentation here with all the kids and their families, and I tried to get out of going at the last minute for no other reason other than the fact that I really felt like this was Drew and Seth's thing. And I wouldn't dare to try and take any glory. I just wanted to help as much as we can.
Right.
But I'm so glad that Seth convinced me to go because I had a ball being here. I didn't know what a big event it would be.
I showed up just to support.
Yeah.
I just showed up just to be here for support. And then Stephanie said, okay, you're going to present one of the iPads. And I was like, oh, my God, do I have to say stuff? And I'm going to start crying immediately.
They gave you a bio of each kid that you were giving the thing to. And my kid was Logan. He was 4 years old. And I started to read it. And I go, am I reading this? And
they go,
no, that's just so you could have background. I go, I don't want to take this away. I already know the reason why I'm here. I don't need to be sad when I see a little sick four-year-old. The good thing is that those kids were happy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to give some love to Dylan, our engineer, and his family. They are part of that official, the 501 Legion. Is that right? Yeah, I don't want to screw it up. You nerds are going to get really mad at me. It's the official Lucas licensed Star Wars folks that go out in the costumes and they do charity work. We had like five stormtroopers here.
501st Legion.
Yeah. We had Anakin Skywalker here. We had
a red stormtrooper, which was cool.
Phasma. We had the Rey's mascot. We had the Bolts mascot. We've had the USF Bulls mascot and some cheerleaders here.
Spider-Man was here.
The Buccaneers mascot was here. Spider-Man was here. And then they had a photo booth and a whole bunch of games and food. Dats brought in
DJ.
Fantastic Donuts. Yeah, DJ Fresh was here. And it was really a nice opportunity to meet some great families and help out. So I'm glad that I did end up going and being a part of it. And no, I did not cry. Did you cry?
No, I got.
It wasn't sad.
I got a hug from the girl, and I kind of got a little watery eye, and I was like, "Oh, okay, thank you."
I gave mine to the 4-year-old kid, and I go, "Now, don't let me find you. Put this on eBay." The only problem was like just me and him had that conversation, and he didn't get it, and I was like, "This guy, this kid's an idiot." It was really a good time. So thank you to Drew and Seth for letting us be a part of it. And of course all the people who donated money. Not only did you make the donation, but also for the charity auction.
And just for ours, my date did just donate, so we're only waiting on Carmen.
Oh boy, Carmen!
Come on, what's going on?
Oh, so does this mean I don't have to go?
No, you definitely you're gonna have to go either way.
Oh, what?
You'll have to go stag.
What if I'm dateless?
Carmen, I will. You're the easy one. I could open up the phone lines and get you sold in a second.
Yeah, getting people to rebid on us. Yeah.
Right. And by the way, the people keep asking me over the weekend why Spanish isn't involved, and Spanish is going to be out of town that weekend.
Right.
Or else we could have got some cash for him.
Yeah. Also, the company said because he has AIDS, we couldn't.
No, he does not have AIDS.
Don't have AIDS is all allegedly. Oh.
He does not have AIDS. Poor Spanish.
Gosh. Not yet.
You're gonna C-block him. By the way, where are you going?
I am going to Baltimore to see the great Queen Bey on Friday night. Thank you.
How many
so
murders
much.
This week? Or last week.
That was better than Chicago.
Well, you know they say Baltimore in the summer is lovely. That's where you want to be during the summer.
Hot town, summer in the city.
Yeah, so we're going to travel around, see some sights, probably just one or
two. What are you going to see in Baltimore?
We're going to see the stadium where Beyonce is performing and the hotel that we're staying at.
Those two great sights. You're going to see the airport, too.
Yeah. The Baltimore Sun actually has you can put in the time frame to see and the age, the gender, the district. Of how many people die in Baltimore every week?
That's good. I put in
Baltimore murder stats, and the first thing that comes up is per capita, Baltimore reaches its highest ever homicide rate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
25 homicides in the last 30 days.
That's going to be good.
Where are
good
you staying at? What?
Right in the city. It's like a mile away from the actual stadium. I don't know. I don't know the name of the hotel, but. It's yeah. So it's a good time. Again, Kelly, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Here, I'm going to put this up on you can't see this at home if you're listening, but you can in the studio. Up on the Apple TVs is a list of everywhere where there's murders, and they all seem to be centralized right around
That's cute.
Right around Baltimore, right where it says Baltimore right there on the map. Oh, whole man. Bunch of red dots.
There you go, Spanish.
Death.
Yeah, I was talking to Seth about this on Friday, and he was telling me that he went to a Jay-Z concert in Atlanta.
But Atlanta's a high class of people.
Right.
There's a lot of money in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And there's a high class of people over there.
He said it was very scary and that he got made fun of the whole time, so he urged me not to go to the concert.
Oh, it's Beyonce, though. It's not.
That's what I figured. And Kelly did spend a lot of money on the tickets, so we are going whether we get shot or not.
What will it take for you to get matching Queen Bee tattoos? Has that already been brought up?
I hate that you know Kelly that well. Yes, it's already been brought up.
Oh my God.
She wanted to know if I would, in fact, get a bee tattoo.
Oh, my God. No.
I said no.
I asked you this last week or the week before, whatever. You said that for your birthday, right. You were going to Baltimore to see Beyonce. What's your favorite Beyonce song?
My favorite Beyonce song is...
Before you answer that, can I just tell you? I love that goddamn Lemonade album.
It's really good.
Oh, my God.
All right,
my daughter was saying...
Hold on. What's his favorite song? What is your favorite song?
My favorite song from that album would
No. Any Beyonce. Your favorite Beyonce song.
Don't Hurt Yourself is the one that I like right now the most.
Because last week it was Put a Ring on It, which is not the song. It's Single Ladies. I've never even heard any Beyonce stuff on purpose.
Your memory is so good.
Yeah. Unreal.
I do love that song, though.
Yeah.
Put a ring on it.
Put a ring on it. Do the dance, hey, ladies.
Oh, man.
I learned it from watching Juliana do the dance.
I love that album.
It's a really good album.
It's a great
really
album.
Yeah.
I didn't see the movie.
No, the movie's pretty good. She's
I don't know
so
if I ever want to see it. She is hot, but I don't know.
Yeah, so I'm very excited again, Kelly. Thank
Look,
you
there's
so
my daughter singing, and I caught her in the car.
Yeah, so that good. Is like the cutest thing ever.
Because she's not doing it to be cute. I caught her while she wasn't paying attention, just in the back, just singing it. She loves
it. Can you sue Kelly for child endangerment?
That's not Kelly. That's my wife.
Oh, man.
Between the two of them. We would listen to the album. So the album is about... Is that Baltimore?
Yeah.
The album is about Beyonce supposedly finding Jay-Z, cheating on her. And my wife is listening to it. And my wife really never gets crazy over new music. She likes old school stuff. So we're driving and we're listening to it. And after like the third day, I stopped at a light and I looked at her and I go... Is this about me? And she's like, "Well, I go. I don't know. I feel like I feel like you're sending me mind bullets. Like, I feel like you're like, are you mad about something?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, "Okay." It just seems all a little too weird.
By the way, Kelly just texted me. She said you guys are staying at the Freddie Gray Inn.
Oh, no.
So,
that's gonna be
Black Lives Matter Motel. You know what I'm saying? Good luck.
You don't have a key to get in your room. Like, you just do the single ladies dance. And they decide
opens the door.
What are we supposed to do, though, when she like starts saying stuff about Black Lives Matter and formation and all that?
You give her the finger.
What do we just sit back down in our seats at that point? And
you
just
say
go,
all lives matter, and then you get beat for being nice.
You put your middle fingers up like this.
Look at everybody. What's up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I am actually genuinely scared, but it should be a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am.
Sounds
I told
like
I had
good.
Kelly. I told her on Saturday. I was like, "What? I mean, seriously, what do we do if we're walking to our seats and somebody's there and it's like, you know, someone who I'm not going to fight anybody. We just leave at that point."
Can I point this out that Kelly may be trying to get you killed?
I
because listen
that.
To me. For your birthday now, she's sending you to Baltimore to see Beyonce.
Yep.
For your birthday a couple years ago, she took you skydiving.
Yeah.
Something's going to kill him. Yeah. It'd be more dangerous.
The last birthday, you guys went like hiking somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Colorado, yeah.
What's next? Swimming with sharks?
James, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
I was just wondering how many bonus points somebody would get if they did emergency pick and took Spanish for the death.
Yeah, who has Spanish? Somebody has Spanish,
Tony
I believe.
Does.
Tony does?
Yeah. No.
Tony has Galvin.
Tony has me this year.
Oh, does he?
Mm. Yeah. Does anybody have Spanish?
All right. Roger. Carmen picked Roger from Roger and JP. Galvin picked SBK. Tony was Galvin.
Who'd I pick?
Billy Madison Show. You picked...
You picked the whole show?
yours was Nikki from Drew Grabo Live, and Spanish's guest was Resting Bitch Face.
Yeah.
Oh, so nobody took Spanish. By the way, we need to point out that Tony did get points for Muhammad Ali.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tony had Muhammad Ali, so he gets points for, what was it, 74, so he gets 26.
Yeah, that has not been updated on, oh, no, it has. Right now, the current standings, Galvin is in first place with 262 points. Carmen is in second with 141. Tony has jumped up to third place with 96. I am in fourth with 85.
Mine says 51.
151?
Yeah, right here.
You might be right. I don't know. I'm checking 1025deathpool.com. And then, Mike, you have negative 309 points. And Spanish has negative 330
negative?
Points. Yeah. For not paying. And those actually update daily. So every day that you don't pay your money, you lose another 5 points.
Gotcha. Okay. Spanish?
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.